What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey, the T, the A, the R, I, K. Thought the pepper can't come my way. You want me to finish this? You want me to finish this song?
No.
You know, you remember the, remember when I was singing, rapping before we got on the mic?
Yes.
You don't want to hear that?
No. And I'm pretty sure the listeners don't either.
You should have seen your face. You were like, I know you are not about to sing that song. I was just inspired. You know, Emerson said that I've been influenced by all the nastiness of rap right now. Throw baby, I wanna, what is it, bust all on ya?
Oh my god. Right. I mean, and I need to, I guess I'm being hard on the girls, because I didn't really say anything. I looked at the video and everything, and I didn't really, and how suggestive the video was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even say anything like I did wet ass pussy, but I guess still it's throat baby. It's still not like, no, suck my dick.
Yeah, no, it's a different, yeah. No, it was a very subliminal. He was very creative.
Yeah.
The throw, that was my favorite part, the throw ultrasound.
Oh my god.
And then it was the baby in the down on the bottom. That is so nasty.
Oh my gosh.
I could not believe that he would put that in the video. It was creative though. It was nasty as hell.
No, it was. No, but it wasn't, right. It was, but it was like, yeah, but it wasn't like
literal.
It wasn't literal. Mm-hmm. And I can appreciate not being literal, but I just be thinking, I'm like, oh my god, girl, like they just, these girls nowadays or kids nowadays, they just don't think the way we used to think back in the day. Well, maybe they, let me not say that. Yeah, we would, but people was drinking babies back in the day too, but it was different. It was supposed to be disgusting then.
Oh, it's a baby. They sing it. People,
it's like a snack.
Throw baby,
right?
I was like, oh, is the young kids singing that too?
They don't even know. Right. Do y'all even know? I'm pretty sure they do, but I'm just saying though, but like,
all the nut that's being taken. Oh, anyway, you are now listening to What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
Throw baby. I want.
Oh my God.
I know, but no. The T, the A, the R, I, K. Salt, pepper, you can't come my way. Pepper, what? You was eating my cake. Oh, I'm not gonna fail. Emerson, you got to say something. You can't have that much dead air, okay?
You were talking, so I didn't have to say anything.
I stopped.
Okay, but wasn't that much dead air in between that? But anyway,
it's time to check in.
Well, first, we've been, last week was kind of a monumental time for the country. We had a safe transition.
Oh, yes. We have to congratulate our new president, Michelle Obama. Like, she shut it down with her outfit. And our Madam Vice President, Kamala Harris. I think you the one got me saying Kamala because you say it so stank. And so now every time I think of Kamala Harris, I want to say Kamala. How'd you say it? And, you know, and the whole inauguration, it was nice. I actually wrote an article about it reference to HIV awareness that I sent over to the State Department. They're supposed to be publishing the blog, so... You know, I talk about J-Lo and, you know, her performance. Yeah, but you said it last year. Why do they keep getting J-Lo? Like, did she sign a I'm relevant clause?
Right.
Where she got to do everything that's not even relevant to her? Like, she was performing at the BET Awards. Now she at the inaugural. Like, why do you think she's getting booked at all these random things?
I don't know
things?
Why she's getting booked. Like, that really got me thinking.
No, it's the Soul Train Awards, right?
No, she did Motown.
Yeah, the Motown 60.
Oh, my God, which was such an insult, y'all. Y'all need to, and I think I might have said it before, if y'all need to go back and watch the original Motown 25, I'm telling you, I watched it 1,000 times. It's black magic at its finest. That was, you'll see why it was such an insult for her to do it. Because that was not what that was. So for her to, and then she, Now she's singing at the fucking inauguration. Like, why? What should, how, what part of her soul did she sell? What did she do? Like, what? It's some contract.
And she ended the, she did the New Year's Eve thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she did. Right.
So well, was, she's been old up. Like, she's just been doing everything.
They American just keep Music on calling Awards. Her. They just keep on calling her. But I thought, I guess Jasmine Sullivan is doing the official national anthem at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. So well, I, what if they would have got her? I think that would just been too much for her to, if they got J-Lo again. But oh. She did the Super Bowl last year.
She did the Super Bowl.
So she just been on the roll.
And the thing about it is she's doing all this stuff and it's not making any impact.
Yeah, her music is still not like
and the performances. Going anywhere. Like the performances are not even iconic. Like, you know, speaking of the original Motown 25 where Michael Jackson debuted the moonwalk and it was just so much magic that like I don't even know what she did. Like right. We don't or even New Year's the performance. Like I seen on her my time like her outfits. Of course she always dresses well so her mm-hmm. outfits is always it. But what impact is she making as far as performances? Was like, oh my God, you gotta check out that performance.
I don't know. They've been booking this girl and I'm just like when she bust out Let's Get Loud in the middle of America the Beautiful. I was just like, in this land, first of all, this land is your land. And it's just not, I just think she lacked a little soul. It's no shade. You know, J-Lo has the body and the looks, but when she be trying to sing those songs, even when she's singing Spanish to me, it's like she's lacking soul. It's like no, like, it there. So she like, this land is your land.
She should have never
done that.
This
land is my land. Let's get loud. I'm looking at the TV
screen.
She should
have never done that. My thing is, she knew who has done it before in the past. Why would you even put yourself? I'm pretty sure my girl Janet, if they call her, she'd be like, no. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm not going to, that's not something I would do. Right. Mm-hmm. Why would you just, because they call you, I'm set up there, I'm going to go and everything. Like, no. So, I mean, I guess, you know, it's a come up, I guess, you know, for whatever she's supposed to mean, the message that she's trying to send off. I guess that's what that's for. So, whatever.
Okay. I mean, I guess she was there to represent the Latin community, being from Puerto Rico. Shout out to Puerto Rico, who still can't vote for the president, but has been a U.S. territory for almost 50 years. Like, either give them statehood or let them go. But I don't think they want independence, but they don't want statehood either. But it's kind of weird. Like, y'all can't vote for the president, but you got, you know, Puerto Rican, you know, people like J-Lo who can sing at the inauguration.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird at this point, you know, but I know that Puerto Rico, their government is so corrupt. Even, I mean, it is a very corrupt government. You know, Paco's still down there. So he's always telling me about all the corruption that's going on in Puerto Rico and their government.
Mm.
Well, shout out to Lady Gaga. She did pretty good. I enjoyed her performance. She looked like she was just really. You know, she always going to give you a dramatic theater production, baby. She was looking like it was from the bottom of her soul. You know, she was so proud to be there.
Okay, as she said, and I didn't even have a problem with them having her there.
Yeah, she was good. Tim McGraw.
I heard he did messed up.
He did?
I heard he did. Somebody was saying, they was listening. I was like, why did they get all these people who can't really? But they was like, well, why are these people having issues with singing? They was like, Tim McGraw can sing. They was like, what's going on? So I don't know.
No, I didn't really pay attention to him. The black girl, the youngest laureate poet, what is it? Is it laureate poet? National laureate poet? The youngest one. I think she's at Harvard. She went to Harvard or something like that.
Okay.
But she did her speech, and she was amazing. I mean, it was just to see a black girl up there. I thought she was a lot younger than what she is. She's actually like 22.
Oh, is she? I thought she was younger than that, too.
I thought she was a little girl.
Me too.
She looked young. But she did amazing, though. I was like, oh, my God. Could you imagine the pressure to get up there and, you know, read poetry as a young black person? Regardless, 22 in front of the world.
Yeah.
Like, that is, you can show your grandkids, your great-grandkids mm-hmm. that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So shout out to her. I don't know her name. Did you catch her name? I can't remember.
I've seen her a thousand times, but
yeah, ever since then she's made
her
it.
Name. But yeah, so shout out to that. It was, you know, it was a transition. It wasn't, you know, a lot of stuff that they said, at least from what my knowledge, I haven't heard anything. A lot of stuff that they was warning us about, of course, did not happen. So at least at that period in time, so that's good. And shout out to Michelle. And I don't know who her hairstylist and her the guy who did the outfit, their names, but I do need to find them on Instagram because I love seeing people's come ups after stuff like that. Like, so I would love to see her hairstylist and the guy who designed her outfit.
Yeah, and the poet name was Amanda Gorman. I knew I remembered her name, but I couldn't think of it.
Okay.
Yeah, Michelle came through. Like, when Obamas came through, they just came. They looked really good. I think even Jill, she had a nice ensemble.
Yeah, the monochromatics was real.
Kamala. I was going to say Kamala. Everything you have,
I'm sorry.
Have, you know, I hope I don't ever have to meet her, because I was like, Kamala. She's like, that is not my name.
Right. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Right. I know she would look at you like, excuse me?
Okay.
Like, that's not my name.
If the white people get to say it, have to pronounce it right, I'm going to need you to.
Okay.
Kamala. It's just so hard. Kamala Harris. Her outfit was cute. Yeah, it was cute. I had watched it through that whole thing and watched all the shenanigans. They were safely distanced a little bit. They had all the flags out, so it wasn't a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think he was really setting the tone, right? Like, listen, let's get back on track. You know, instead of trying to, like, separate, like, what's going on politically from actually what's going on with the pandemic, yeah. He kind of, like, made you know, okay, we're still living through a pandemic.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But Biden has done some amazing things already. He's already lifted the military ban against against trans people from being able to be in the military. He did some more inclusive clause. He basically kind of reversing it all, the shit that Trump was trying to do or did do or whatever so far. But I think the first black Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
Another, like, he is like so many black people in Washington right now. So I'm just like, what is going on? Like, child, it's going to be a barbecue outside at the White House or at the Capitol. It's going to be a barbecue. They're going to start selling fish plates and barbecue plates and stuff.
Oh, but I don't know. It depends on what type of black people they are.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I think at the end of the day, like, if you start, you know how we get. You know, if enough of us, then we start acting right. You know, acting like, you know, black people as a community. You know, so, you know, when it's two or more may gather, we're going to be doing it.
I don't know. We're going to do that.
They're going to be doing the Soul Train line.
Oh, please. When we gather here like that, did we do the Soul Train line?
Where?
Here in Austin.
What kind of we did at Tremaine House.
That's different. We're a group of people that, you know, we always around each other. We're that group of people. But if we were exposed to all these black people in Austin that I don't even know is here,
mm-hmm.
Will that happen? I don't think so. But anyway.
Maybe. At least they would be jealous. They'd be the ones that want to join in. Those type of black people that be on the sideline.
Okay.
And they join in because they feel like they can. That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't do it because they usually always around white people. But when black people get together, but who knows? We'll see what it's just looking a little different. So I'm glad to hear that. We'll see what's going to actually happen. But, I mean, it's going to be more than just 4 years. But, you know, these black people are getting something, so.
Well, everybody don't agree with that, but that's a whole different conversation.
No, but tell me, I was about to ask you, you know, you are a liaison to the pro-black community.
The negative community.
Yeah, you're the liaison to the pro-black community. What is the pro-black community saying? What they mad about this week?
Well, they don't feel that black people are getting anything. They like all the things that they're signing, you know, all these.
Oh, words. And I meant getting stuff, like meeting positions in Washington. Okay, I'm not talking about policies yet, but go ahead, though.
Well, that's what they're saying, all these policies and all the stuff that's being, you know, these orders that he's, you know, executive orders, I guess, he's making or whatever. Black people are not getting anything. So,
but what is one of the things that they're actually, what is a specific agenda item?
What they want. They want
reparations?
Yeah, but that's not it, but that's like, yeah, let's talk money. Like, you know, because that's why they like, well, it's an insult for him to try to say he want to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
Like, now, why they brought that back up?
Well, no, because I guess he just said it.
I know, no, but I'm, no, not them. I'm talking about Washington. Oh, when I saw that today, I was like, really? Now we back to getting Harriet back on the $20 bills?
Yeah, they like, that's an insult, because they was like, well, all the money that they stole from us, then they going to put her on the $20 bill?
But can we get, like, a stack of them $20? Like, okay. Can I get a broom
right.
full?
Okay.
What is the commutative? When you celebrate, like, give me something. A gold Harriet dollar?
No, the symbolism is just enough. So, I guess. But that's what, you know.
20 is the most used bill, ain't it? Outside of the one, probably, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, listen, I don't, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever, you know, that what I, you know, I, whatever.
Would
I'm
not Harriet want to be on, like, is that something, like, did the Tubman family co-find this?
Right.
Do they want her on the $20 bill forever?
They probably not. They probably don't. Like, because like, what does that
mean?
Put my
damn face on that damn blood money.
Thank you. Right. Like, with all the shit y'all going to be doing to fucking oppress black people with them $20 bills? No. No, thanks. But anyway, yeah, so that was that on the inauguration. I guess we got to get to our actual check-in. I'll go first.
I mean, but it was a monumental thing.
No, it was.
So we had to talk about it a little bit. And, I mean, before you move on, anything else the pro-black community want us to look out for or pay attention to?
Well, of course. They're like, you know, they just feel like, I don't know. I guess they're saying because of Biden, his history. I don't know. You know, they was like, we do definitely need to be careful about all the stuff that's being signed, all the stuff he's doing, because it could end up biting us in the ass in the end. But it's still early. So, you know, I'm like, you know, whatever. I guess they're pretty much just saying, you know, y'all are happy and y'all celebrating. Y'all doing all these slave dances because...
not slave dances.
Right. Y'all having all these slave dances and slave parades because, you know, they're in office. But, you know, like, they're... Y'all really are not going to get anything. So, but I kind of agree. That's why I say I disagree with them sometimes, because they was like, y'all shouldn't be happy. You know, they all pretty much said something on the day of the inauguration. Like, y'all out here all happy and shit, talking about what the fuck Michelle Obama got on and all that type of shit. And her hair laid. Like, what the fuck does that? That ain't going to do shit for you. What the fuck does that mean? Because her hair is laid.
The person who laid her hair came up.
That's my thing. I'm like, they was like, what? And if somebody was like, y'all up here talking about, well, y'all need to just sit up there and let them be happy. I was one of those people. Just listen, if people just let people be happy, and sometimes you have to let people live in delusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you just have to. Sometimes people just have to be happy in delusion. And my thing is, you feel like they're being delusional. I get what you're saying, but just let them be happy, damn. But let them be happy about something, damn.
A small win, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think I it's definitely a lot of skepticism to be desired in this whole thing, right? Yeah. But I look at it as a small win. What is going to eventually, it could be a big mess. Who knows? But right today, right now, the first 100 days, let's look at it as a small win. It definitely, you know, because remember last time we was talking, and then I'm done with this, I was concerned about all the legislation and executive orders that he signed, you know, how he was taking civil rights backwards. Now, I'm not saying reestablishing where we were is enough, right? I do believe we need more. We need to move beyond where we were at. But I look at these appointments as small ways. At least we have some representation, well, more representation we've ever had.
Yeah.
So maybe things can be different. I don't know what else, how to make things different without changing the makeup of it. Like, and then hopefully then you can start changing the structure of it. Who knows? But small wins.
Okay. There's another thing they talked about, and I guess I'm done, because this was something major, and I know something, this is a touchy subject. It's a touchy subject. It was the whole where they're, I guess he signed something to, like you said, the trans and are in the military, but I guess trans are able in the schools, trans kids can play sports with, if they're trans or transgender, they can play sports with, you know, if they're a transgender girl, they can play sports with the girls and vice versa. And a lot of people have problems with that or issue with that. But not even just from kids, from grown-ups too, because there was some article, I guess some woman said her skull was cracked. And she said she never felt the strength like that from fighting another woman. And I'm just going to say that's a touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject because, I mean, they are trans, then a lot of them are, you know, taking hormones, and their body is supposed to be, you know, supposed to change with it. So I don't know. That is touchy. While I say yes, but I also understand the physical sports part of it. That's the only thing I'm like, kind of maybe if we're not, you know, you have to retrain. Now you got to kind of redo your program that includes what transness is. You know what I'm saying? And like, if it's a woman's program, you can't automatically just assume that a trans woman is going to be the same athleticism as a cisgender woman.
Yeah.
So no. I think that needs to be not that they can't be there, but let's just be real about what that is. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you have trans women against trans women, or maybe you have different divisions based on, you know, strength wise, or maybe some people don't. So you just got to do the work. It's not simply black and white. But I mean,
I'm with that because I saw when the race, it was some trans girls in high school and they was running against the other girls. And I saw, and I was like, as far as athletic, you know, I'm like, their build, I'm like, you know, they were winning. They were winning. They were beating other girls. And I looked at them, I'm like, well, yeah, they're a little bit more built up than the other girls are. You know what I'm saying? So they have more strength in their legs. You know what I'm saying?
When you think about it, it's a touchy subject, but it's still kind of like where transphobia shows up. And not even in my mind, because I think about women bodybuilders. I think about when women do come in all shapes and like, that's you true. Know, so it's not that. So if a woman was 6 foot, some women are 6 feet. Some women can bench 500. You know, so we see a lot of women at the gyms. They be hard. So even though that is a concern, I think it is a healthy concern. But when we think about the diversity of women, I think we just always looking at women to be a certain kind of way. Well, we know it's some brawly cisgender women that would probably fuck a regular woman up too. You know, they joke about it like on TV and stuff like that.
But you never see them. Normally, those type of women are together. Like, no shade, but you see the women that are, like, big. You never see them with a woman who might just be fit, who is in some type of athletic. It seems like those type of girls or women be together. Like, you never see, at least I've never seen.
Well, maybe they discriminated, though. Maybe this could help bridge the gap of them actually doing the work of what it is for women athletes. You know what I'm saying? Because it would be the same way for men. If a trans man... They, you know, are we looking to, you know, they're trying to do what the men do too.
That's true.
So I mean, it's a healthy conversation, I think, you know, and I don't see there's nothing wrong with having it. Like people being, so I don't think it's necessarily automatically just transphobic to question what transness is, and especially when new opportunities are happening for diversity. Because again, these are the same conversations they were saying about black people. To be integrated in white people. I mean, it just like they were trying to use everything. Our brains were different. We were descendants of monkeys, so we were more built. You know, the black man is, you know, like, and they still try to do that.
Well, no shade. I think Biden was a part of that. But anyway.
But yeah, healthy conversations. Healthy conversations, y'all. Don't be too sensitive to have the conversation we got to have. But check in. I guess I check in because I think you've checked in first the last couple of times.
Okay.
So I give you a break this week, Miss Thing, Monica in the white shoes. We didn't talk before I get into this part about check in. Bernie Sanders the star of the event. Baby, his meme has gone, like, he's been everywhere.
Everywhere. It's almost like, where's Bernie? Because you can literally go everywhere. And, like, I went to an actual ad page for, like, these little pods that they make in backyards for people here in Austin. I was just looking. I was like, oh, that's interesting. If I had a house, I saw Bernie. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, they ain't putting me here already?
They put Bernie in there. Bernie is everywhere. Well, he had those Monica shoes on. That shit. With the Before You Walk Out My Life video.
Oh, my God.
That one was so motherfucking hilarious. I think he was when he was on the docket with T.S. Madison and Kaya. They put Bernie every fucking where. Yeah, holding Janet City. I think Janet posted that one. Yes, that was crazy because he did just look over it. Like, baby, I'm trying to stay warm. It's cold. And I'm just here because I had to be here.
That's some of the joy we were talking about. Like, I'm just saying, letting people be happy because we did not get this at the last. I don't even know what happened at that damn last.
It was so depressing.
Right. It was like this one. It was just totally. It was so much. Like, even not just him. Not to get away from Bernie, but did you see the video that, what's his name? Vanessa Mitchell did with Michelle Obama, where he did a voiceover of her. That one was kind of funny too, because it started off with her talking to Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. and she was like, "Is that a real bird on your chest? Did you got a real bird on, bitch? I thought that was a real bird. That wasn't no real bird." And she went talk to J Lo. She's like, "Oh, hey J Lo, hey, A Rod, what's up, my nigga?" Like, but it looked like it was the perfect voiceover. If you get a minute to go look at, because it was the perfect voiceover. Like, when you look at it, it's like, yes,
that
could have been what she was saying. But anyway, go ahead, back to Bernie. Bernie has been everywhere. And that was so smart he did the shirts.
Oh, yeah, baby. He was like, I'm going to do these shirts. He said he's giving it back to something, right?
Oh, is he?
Some kind of. Yeah, no, he had to. Now, I wanted to see if we were going to post it on his Twitter page. He might have now. I was looking closer to the day of. So, what been going on with me? So, this last weekend, honestly, y'all know I was on my fast. So, I've been binge partying. I partied. I turned up Thursday, Friday, tried to turn up Saturday, got a little something in on Sunday. I guess I just had to make up for the 2 weeks that I wasn't didn't go out. I enjoyed myself. It was Thursday was just random. I just felt like I needed to get out and have a cocktail. I watched the Brandy versus Monica versus,
oh my God.
I mean, Ashanti versus Keisha Cole versus at the bar, and that was fun. Then Friday, what did I do Friday? Friday, I was just all over the place. I would like to I was in them streets. And then Saturday was a friend's birthday. And then Sunday was my kid's birthday party. So.
A friend is...
Kristen Dior. Right. Yeah, I forgot. Kristen Dior's birthday. So happy birthday, Kristen Dior. She, we talked about it. Well, I said her birthday was coming up on the last episode. But yeah, I hung out with her. I was actually at her house today. She's supposed to give me this caffeine tea. I showed Emerson a video of the girl talking about she lost that much weight in 30 days. I'm like, well, let me see what that gonna do. Like, girl. Because I'm like, if I could just get a 28th of that, like, girl, you did not lose all that weight in those 30 days off no damn caffeine tea. So I'm gonna try it. Hopefully my heart won't stop beating, taking this shit. I've been working and writing a little bit. I've turned in an article, started a new job. So I'm up to 3 jobs now.
Oh my God. On top of everything else you did. Oh my God.
And so I'm a little stuffy today. Y'all probably can hear it. I don't know. I've been sneezing. I went on a walk this morning. I've been sneezing all day. I don't know what bush that came across my way. So I've been sneezing a little bit. So yeah, you know, Monday, I'm just detoxing today, you know, trying to get all that Tito's out of my system from the weekend. I think that's all anything I miss. Emerson didn't come out yet. I mean, it wasn't his fault. Kristen Dior was supposed to do a part 2 on Sunday, but she talked about it was raining. I talked to her today, but anyway. Emerson, what's been popping up with you?
My brain hurts. I've been working as per usual. I told Tyreek today there's a separation when I say work and job. I'm going to share it with the listeners too. When I say job, that's my job. J-O-B, just over broke. When I say work, that's me, my work, essence of style. So I'm just learning stuff that's new, that is necessary in this journey of mine. I haven't done anything like always, but that's just what I did. I did do something. On the day of the inauguration, I got my official certificate because I'm a certified virtual personal stylist now.
Congratulations. You was all quiet about it. I was like, okay. So, question. Not taking that. So, you posted on Facebook. You don't post that stuff on Instagram?
It's not strategic. It wasn't. I didn't post it on Instagram just because... I don't know. I guess I'm just so like lost at what Instagram. Like, I don't know what I need to be posting on here. That's why I just need some help. Cause I'm like, I mean, I could have posted it, but I don't know if I would have put it on my actual feed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it wasn't really a reason. And one reason I didn't make a big deal about it on Instagram is just because really
that's your clients
and they don't care. Like really they don't care about stuff like that. So I didn't want to seem like I was making it seem like, you know, like that's going to make people come here now because they really don't care about that, even though that does separate me from others, because everybody don't do that. So I'm all about making myself look different or being doing something different than the other bitches. So
certified.
Yeah, so certified. Right. I'm certified. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Not to brag, but like, well, I actually am certified. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not, but again, it's for me, that whole thing, I'm going to have to watch how I say this. I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody else's in their education. And I'm not saying anything negative about it, but somebody be like, it's not, I'm not trying to say it is per se, but this certification for me was like my version of a college degree. It's mm-hmm. not the same. I didn't do the same all the time. I know. But for me, it was, because that's what I wanted to do since I was like 12 years old. So for me, like, that meant everything to me, because I was like, this is what I wanted to do since mm-hmm. I was a kid. This is what I wanted to do. So when I was actually filling out my little graduate forms, I literally was just tearing up, because I was like, this is all I've been wanting to do. This is all I wanted to do. Like, this is it. Like, it, you know, might not seem like shit to everybody else, but it is to me. I got some little letters behind my name now that, you know, it's what I, for something that I wanted to do with my life. So that's what that was for me. It was just like, I did what the fuck I wanted to do. Regardless mm-hmm. of nobody else don't understand it. They don't think it's going to be profitable, whatever the fuck. This is what I wanted to do, and this is what God told me that I'm supposed to do, regardless of what anybody else thinks. So I'm ecstatic. No,
congratulations, bitch. Like I said, your journey on here is going to be for the book when you go back and listen to everything that's going on. So, go ahead. It's your check-in. My bad. we're going to celebrate. So you're going to have your, what's your queen? What is your birthday title?
Oh, my dynasties?
No, but you've been calling it something else. Your queendom. Yeah.
Oh,
your,
my journey to queendom.
Your journey to queendom.
Which, that's the part.
Yeah, so we're going to be celebrating both on your B-Day here at your house party.
Oh, my goodness.
Get you some strippers.
I don't know about that. During COVID, I don't want to buy slanging nothing in my face. Yeah. That I don't know.
Put your mask on. Uh-uh.
No. No. I wonder how that worked, though. But anyway, but that's it. I did that. And so it's, you know, it's just, it's on and popping. Just like everything else. I'm trying to think. Is nothing else. My birthday is around the corner. It's actually closer than what I thought it was. But that's it. I'm pretty sure I'm forgetting something. Like, I'm pretty sure I've seen some. I always be seeing stuff or stuff, and then I always forget about it. But I don't remember. I ain't write it down. So that's it. Mm.
So you were the one, you had brought up the topic today. Oh, so you said that you were going to read something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, this is something I saw.
This is Emerson's Reading Corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Essence of Style. You going to fill it with a little entertainment?
No, because it ain't got nothing to do really Essence of Style. But it's something.
Your voice.
No.
Now.
Okay, so it's a financial question. I guess I just said that we never really talked about finances. Well, yes, we have. We talked about, don't do that. We talked about finances on here before, and Tyreek and I disagree. We're probably still going to disagree. So just warning, me and you are probably going to disagree on this. But
why do you have to do a warning?
Because I ain't trying to argue with you.
Well, don't try to argue with me then.
I'm not.
Okay, okay. You got some nerve, like I'm the aggressor.
Well, you participated last time, so I'm
well, after you tried to bully me.
Ain't nobody bully you.
Because you older than me.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, okay, so it's not that long. So man and lady have been dating for a while, and things are going great in the relationship. They usually spend a few nights a week sleeping over at each other's homes. She rents a high-rise apartment downtown for $1,800 a month. He owns a nice house in the suburbs that is paid for outright. Her lease is expiring, and with it comes a 10% rate increase, which will take her rent to nearly $2,000 a month. A conversation about moving in together came up, and they agreed that living together would be the natural progression of the relationship and will also give them both the opportunity to hit their individual finance goals more quickly, since they would be sharing living expenses instead of paying double for everything each month. He presented her with a proposed budget based on half of the cost of the household bills along with the rental amount of $800 per month, and she was flabbergasted. They are now at an impasse because she feels that she shouldn't have to pay any rent since he has no mortgage, and he feels that he sacrificed greatly to pay off his mortgage early without any financial help from her, and she should be happy because she is still saving thousands each month by living there. So what y'all think?
Well,
and if you need me to, I can kind of explain or try to put it in like Cliff Notes version of it.
Let me get this right.
Okay.
So they're in a relationship.
Uh-oh. This is why we're going to disagree. But go ahead.
They're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't pay any rent.
He doesn't have a house. No, he already paid his house off.
So she's moving in as she... See, I think the only way that it's going to kind of make sense for me for him to be asking her for rent, depending on what they... Like, are you coming in, even though you're in a relationship, as a roommate? Or are you coming in as... No, because they said the progression of the relationship. So next is, you know, engagement and marriage and babies and stuff like that. Now, my thing is other ways to make that happen other than rent? Like, maybe she outright paid bills that he was maybe paying on his own, that he give to her to pay. You know, maybe she should pay, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she got $1,800 that she can spend a month, that she was paying on rent a month, then maybe, I doubt if anybody monthly utilities is $1,800, you know, in general. So I don't think he should be charging her rent. Now, he might should, because that make it seem like she's your tenant or your roommate. Now, again, do you make her pay a very, you know, her portion and more in other ways? I say yes, but rent seems weird. I don't see how you charge the person that moving in with you together as rent. I think it should be something else that you get the money from.
So you're saying it should be called something different?
Well, I don't think it should be necessarily the living there, because you already paid and lived there. So I feel like if that's the case, you already paid the bills up, then maybe she should just be paying all the utilities. She should be paying everything else. He shouldn't be paying. I might say he should be paying anything. Like the idea that y'all splitting the bills and she pay you rent, why'd you just make her pay the bills? Like, why do she have to pay you rent?
Well, I don't know if I would have been fabulous if he came at me like that. I think I might have understood, because even though he paid for his house outright, he still has to pay taxes for that house.
That's what I'm saying.
So my thing is, I mean, it's not going to equal up. I already know it ain't going to equal up to $800 times 12. I know. We don't know where they live. So it could. Yeah. He could pay that much in taxes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me.
She should be paying.
I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I understand what I think. I get what you're saying. But I think for me, like, if we're saying we're moving together because we're trying to reach these financial goals or whatever like that, and I don't think a title of it being called rent would bother me, because I'm like, well, I mean, I guess it don't. You're calling it rent, but really it's just, you know, I'm contributing to the household.
Right.
So my thing is, if I'm contributing $800, because you still got to get shit fixed around here, something break, you got to get the grass cut, you got to do all these things. So I wouldn't mind necessarily. I'm saving over $1,000 that I'm able to save, and I'm just giving you $8. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that would bother me. I don't know if I'd be like, oh, he shouldn't be charging me rent. I might maybe. Like, well, yeah, he called it that, but I'm really just contributing money to the household. Like, you know. But I get what you're saying, what it can look like, but...
I feel like.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is, that's why I say it depends on where they are in the relationship. If they're not there yet, where it's like, hey, we just trying this out, let's get stuff in, let's get stuff concrete, you know, because maybe they're not there where I can, you know, maybe rent, you know, contractual obligations, all of that will help it stay copacetic until the relationship evolve. You know what I'm saying? So I know some people are like that, because, you know, that's like a prenup in a certain kind of way. Like, yeah. You know, I think people need to be a little bit more serious about when they're moving in together. You know what I'm saying? And so, and I'm going to bring up my personal situation in that just a tiny bit. But, you know, so I get what you're saying too, that, no, period, she should be paying regardless. Like, this man paid his house off and you already can afford to pay $1,800 in rent and we supposed to be a partnership. Like, you're not, I'm not, you're going to contribute to the household. But at the same time, I think if I see like that laid out like that from him, the message from me would be that we're not there where we at a trust level, which it might not ever need to be a trust level until y'all married. You know, if some people are like that, like, I need to put you as a tenant. You know, because stuff people, go wrong.
Well, yeah, and then he might be looking at it, you know, because some people look at marriage as more of a business. Mm-hmm. So he might be looking at it like it's this is like a business arrangement, and this is like if something was to go awry, we have this set up beforehand. I see where she's coming from, though. Like, I could see if I'm thinking, shit, I ain't about to have no motherfucking rent. Like, okay. I ain't about to pay no rent. This nigga coming to me like, yeah, I expect you to pay $800 a month.
Well, I was already planning my checks out. I got to pay you $800, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't, I mean, it is different. There is different ways to do it. I never forget, I talked to this one dude. I'm getting to know him, not talk to him like that. I was just getting to know him. I met him on Match years ago. And he was very traditional, I guess I'll say. And he was like, well, I just want to know if you're going to have an issue with certain things. He's like, I'm very alpha. And he was like, so I'm the type of man, I'm going to make sure everything around the house is taken care of. I'm going to take care of all the bills. I'll pay everything. And if your money would be play money. He was like, your money would be the money we'll use for vacations and stuff like that. And da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, I think ideally a lot of people probably want to be in a situation like that where...
But I wouldn't trust no shit like that. Like, play money, our play money. You keep 50% of the play money on your side and I keep 50% of the play money on my side because I just been through too much.
Yeah.
Like, living with people and breaking up with folks and stuff like that, that I'm just... I am very much more on the side of just keeping it real about, like... what it could look like. Like, for example, like me and my partner is thinking about eventually, you know, getting a place together. Now, it's a lot of ways that could look like. Like, I don't think, you know, while I'm still in transition, like between cities and stuff, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I want to be on any, at the beginning, like this first time around, you know, one of the things I was like, well, don't get anything that you can't afford by yourself.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, for now, right? Like, because I want to, what if we get together and live together and it doesn't, you know, I just think it's progress. I think we should progress into that because I've done that, moving right in, getting the place together and, you know, all the bills supposed to be 50-50 and, you know, y'all both on the lease and da-da-da-da and you come home and, you know, my living room is empty. And all the furniture been moved out.
But last time, it's funny that you say that, though, because I agree with you on that. But last time we had this conversation, you did not agree with me. I don't know if I said something different. But
what?
I'm like,
About what part?
I said that if I got with a man, I was like, I would make sure, and I got a place with him. I said, I would make sure that I could afford it myself. I was like, I wouldn't factor in his money into the money that goes into our household bills. Because if something was to happen, I want to make sure that I can keep it. I wouldn't want to feel like, or if I decide to stay, I can still maintain without his ass. And you was like, oh, no.
But I still stand by that. Like, if again, I remember the conversation, but it's not that because I would stand that his money is still our money. It should be 50-50. But what I'm saying, it should be evolution is what I'm saying a little bit more. Maybe I can't remember exactly because I remember us having that conversation. Because I still think it should be 50-50, like I was just saying about that couple, right? If he paid for the house, then she should pay all the bills. Like, I still stand by that. Now, again, you know...
But that I get that. I'm not saying that you should... But I'm not saying don't do that. I'm mm-hmm. not saying just because I can cover all the bills, I'm paying all of them.
I think you were saying your husband. We were talking about husband.
That's
a little different. So that's the difference. Now, because it's not that you should not be that way... But it is legally different unless you write paperwork ahead of time, you know, unless you do prenups and all that, that it's not like your money is your money and my money is your money, my money. But legally, when you get married, it's your money. So it does change a little bit, but I do believe you should still have your own banking account and your own access to your own money. I don't think everything don't have to be shared. I don't see the point. I wouldn't want that anyway. I would want, like, if I work, I would want a percentage of the money to be able to do what I want to do with it and not discuss my partner about it.
I remember I went, when I first moved to Austin, and I opened up a bank account at Wells Fargo. And I remember, never forget the lady's name. Her name is Deborah. And she was telling me about her and her partner. And she was like, me and my partner, we have different bank accounts. She was like, because We have a bank account. She's like, we have one bank account that we put all our money into for bills. Mm-hmm. But she was like, but everything else is in our separate bank accounts. She was like, so I don't need to know when she's buying something from Taco Bell, and she doesn't know need to know when I'm buying something from Gucci. I was like, okay. I was like, I would do that.
Yeah. Like, why do we gotta have all our money in the same account and all that? No, no, I would never do that. Because especially the money that you work hard for. Like, again, you have legal right to it if, you know, if it just boils down to it. But why do we have to manage our money like that? Because we know what it is. So that's what I was saying. Like, and I remember the conversation. I was talking about a husband.
But even still, though, I don't think... I'm not trying to go back there. I'm not trying to argue with you.
No, we're not arguing. No, because I do have a little more softer perspective about it. Like, again, you should be prepared.
Well, I guess that was my whole thing. I wasn't thinking, like, I understand that in marriage, you're supposed to be one. It's not that I'm trying to say, well, my money, he can't have my money. It's just, my thing is, anything can happen. 2020 happened. So let's say I was in a relationship and my husband lost his job. He was laid off and I had this house that I was relying on his income. And now we fucked because I was banking on his checks to pay. That's why I say I would put myself in a situation where I know I can cover it. So if something go down, I can still, you know, keep the ship afloat.
But so while I agree, but I think though, I guess the only part that I'm saying with that is y'all money, like your income is based on y'all money. So for example, if you're going to just buy a house that you could afford, it's just that's the whole point of marriage, for y'all to be able to buy a house that y'all can afford. But I think that's a part of the marriage. So y'all both only living above your one means versus the two means. I guess that's the part. I mean, so maybe that's what the argument was at, because that just seems weird to me. Because I know if my nigga making $500,000 and I'm making $100,000 or $200,000, I'm not going to be living in $100,000. I'm not going to live like I only got $100,000.
But that was the argument. Because I was like, I think that's something. But who said I'm going to be living under? Like, why would I be, why does that mean that I'm going to be cheap or I'm going to have the lesser than? I might be balling myself where I can live comfortably. I always am going to set myself up where I can live comfortably by myself. I'm not going to wait for some man.
Well, you're not just saying that, but whatever income, like, you know, whatever y'all have together is your income.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't bank on it. I'm not saying that we couldn't. I mean, if we would, it don't. I'm just saying I wouldn't bank on it for expenses. I mean, yeah, my thing is, okay, yeah, he got this money. We could do this, but we could do other things with the money. I wouldn't, and still our expenses and stuff be paid at home. I don't know. That's just me.
Married, again, going back to that, not the original part, were just dating. That conversation, but that is a hard pill to swallow. This nigga talk about you got to pay rent. I don't know if that is a good way to do it, but I'm not against not putting your, like I said, with me and my partner, I'm not really trying to get all, you know, we're engaged, so we're not married. I'm not trying to do all that paper, like, you know, whatever could be official documents, you know, I'd rather do that in a way or not. But all that intermingling and on good faith and all of that, I'm just kind of, you know, I like you said, everybody should be protecting themselves until you're married. I'll put it like that. That's what I'm saying. Everybody should protect themselves.
I would protect myself financially. I mean, I won't protect myself when I'm married. And I guess I'm still standing by what I say, because I'm about to be a business owner. I'm going to protect me and my baby.
Oh, yeah. Let me say that too. Yes, yes, yes. You know, that's what I said. If you do the document, like I said, you can set it up where that's not how your marriage is going to be from the beginning.
And I'm definitely going to do that, because I'm not about to be like no Sherry Shepherds or none of these other chicks out here that's getting caught up. Like, you know, something go awry and they're like, well, you know, I helped you do the bid. No, nigga, I signed that off in the beginning of the marriage. You ain't have no essence to essence. I'll walk away with that, nigga. You won't get shit. Not from that.
So how do you feel about, like, managing finances when you do have two separate households? Who's... Like, is everything always a 50-50 as far as, like, trips or gifts?
That's a good question.
Or what if, like, okay, so you have a partner, y'all got two separate households, and you make less than him, you know, but so he give you a Gucci purse, but you give him, like, DK and Y Wallet. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did that work? Like, a difference in income, and they're not a baller, so let's not say rich, rich. Yeah. But they could buy you. I ain't gonna say Birkin. I just be simple Gucci.
Yeah.
But you could only get them DK and Y. Like, how does that work? Like, how do you, or do you not? Are you like, how do you do money exchange as gifts, or even plan for trips when you're kind of living separately?
I've gotten to know guys who were definitely in a different situation financially than me, and we, just in conversation. I think it's just all about. It's not the same as the other dude with something. Well, it kind of is. It's like, I'm not saying he should expect to have to work something out with me. But most guys, if they talked to me, they knew the situation, they knew that they were like a little bit different, they would work. They'd be like, okay, well, if I do this, you just do that. Like, if you do this, I take care of the rest. I'm not saying you should expect that, but any guy I've ever met that has been in situations like that, it just seemed like they automatically like think like that. So I don't know, as far as you getting me a Gucci and I'm getting you a DK and Y, I think that even on a lower scale, I could still manage to get my man a good gift, because I just, you know, I think I could figure that part out. Mm-hmm. Just because I just give thought. I think I'm so thoughtful when it comes to gifts.
Well, I would just say I don't know.
I think that would just depend on, your man should know where you at financially, and if he wants to do that because he has the means to do that, then so be it. But I don't think that he should expect, well, you need to give me Gucci too. If he know you can't afford it.
Right. Or throw that back up. But like, should the person be comfortable if y'all like just dated? Because then, you know, people like to throw shit back in your face. They like, do. Bitch, I was giving you Gucci and you gave me motherfucking DKNY.
Okay.
From Ross. You know the little
but
why
see, I went
Ross.
Right. But see, I wouldn't even be dealing with no nigga like that. I pray for the discernment that he would be X'd out from even coming across my way. Because first of all, I've already dealt with like kind of shit like that. So ooh. I'm not trying to, no, I think I've definitely played my part of that. I paid my dues for that. So I don't think I have to worry about it. And it wasn't even that way, but I think I've just dealt with shit like that already. So I think those days I think that ship has sailed as far as I'm concerned, but I get what you're saying. And I don't know. I think that if y'all have, that's why you'd have to have realistic conversations in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And your nigga should know, or your, you know, partner should know, like if your, whatever your pockets is. And then if they know your situation, they decided to buy a Gucci, they did that because they wanted to. I shouldn't feel obligated. You know my situation. You know, am a cashier at, I don't know, Family Dollar.
Why we both say the same thing?
So my thing is, so my thing is, whatever gift I give you, if I try, you know, it's coming from the heart. I'm doing the best I can in that situation. You know.
So how soon is it soon to talk about money? I think about in my situation, we just showed each other's bank accounts.
Oh. Okay.
So now I know what I'm working with. You know, credit scores and everything. So, but that just not happened, I think, because we're in a transition period. Yeah. But like, when do those conversations start? Because, you know, for me, again, I guess a lot of my situation now is learned behaviors or learned. You know, I've learned from other situations. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in 6 relationships, and most of them I live with the person. Mm. So, like, those comments, because I've been in that situation. Like, you know, RJ, like, he had way more, you know, means than I had, whatever. I was living, you know, in an apartment, and he was in a 3-story house. You know, yeah. I had, you know, we were just in 2 different situations. Not saying that they was all like that, but they, you know, we just wasn't in the same. Mm. And, you know, I can live like that. You know, I have no problem. You know, with my partner making more money and knowing they make more money and treating me like they, not in a bad way, but, you know, they know that they get Gucci. That I might not go to Ross and get it. I might go to, like, one of the African stores and get, like, that nice, the nice leather, you know. Well, I think that's a better idea. Like, when people be going, I don't see why people go to Ross and get their gifts. That is not cute because it's so, what you call it, mass produced. But, and So I've kind of learned how to kind of navigate all of this, like rent and money and gifts and stuff like that. But I've also learned too, like before I wasn't, my old relationships, I was younger. So now I spend more money on my partner now, off of faith. But, you know,
I mean, I think that question, really, sometimes you don't have a choice but to discuss finances. I talked about this a couple of times on this podcast. One of my girlfriends, what she did with this dude she was talking to.
She checked,
like, somehow she got his Social Security number, and she checked his credit. And she found out he had filed bankruptcy. she was pissed. So, and they weren't even nowhere near nothing, even in a relationship. They were just in the beginning stages. And she was like, I can't talk to him. He filed bankruptcy. I'm like, you know, his car got repossessed. I'm like, oh. So, I mean, if you get somebody who's grimy like that, they find your Social Security number, you might talk finances real quick. So, I'm not saying, like, show people bank accounts and stuff like that. I think once you know it's starting to get serious,
it's better to be honest.
Yeah, just better be honest. Why even be fraudulent? You could let them know, you know, like, look, my credit score is not great. I'm working on it, but it's fucked up. I mean, like.
Because they're going to find out.
They're going to find out one way or another. She might as well just say it at the beginning. Why even, or not the beginning, because, I mean, even, like, you know, sometimes people run background checks on you and don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't know. So my thing is, it's just better to kind of just be up front in the beginning and don't be fraudulent and try to make it seem like, you know, you got stuff going on.
These stunners, though. It's so many. I don't know what I was watching about. Somebody was just stunting. I can't even think of what it was. But they were basically fronting. Like, everything they had was a lie. All of it. They was a stunner. And I'm just like, they still doing that. These people are still out here bamboozling the girls. Like, living a life the house is stolen, car is stolen. You know, OnlyFans, they don't even know they're doing OnlyFans. You know, ain't paying their taxes with that. Girl. Yes, I think, I agree with you. Just being open about finances. But, I mean, I don't think it's nobody's business at the beginning. We're just dating.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to come to your first date talking about my finances and my financial No, that ain't. You need to know nothing about that.
You don't need to know about that. I'm here. Are we splitting this or not? You know, I asked you to pay for it. Oh, my God. Paying for that is always such an awkward, even when you go out with certain people, it's just like, I don't know, I guess with me and my partner, I don't care. Like, I always assume that if we go out to eat, I guess it's kind of like what you said, I could afford for the both of us, you know, so sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. It's just never, you know, but I just wonder if you know, like what if it is that you always pay it? You know, do you get resentment? Do you think a lot of people get resentment? Even if they have the money, do resentment kick in? Because you could, because I always think about that. Yes, I have the money. You make less than me. I love you. But I could be with somebody that makes the same much money as me and keep my money. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost sometimes a decision that has to be made.
Well, but clearly based off of, and I was waiting for Kristen, and I guess I was waiting for Kristen to have this conversation about Kevin Samuels and that girl who she said she wanted a man that was making six figures. And he told her that, you know, dudes with money don't think about stuff like that. They're like, dudes with money. Because she was like, I make six figures. She was like, I'm looking for a dude to make six figures. And he's like, dudes with money don't care if you make six figures. They don't care nothing about that. So, and so a lot of people agree with him. They was like, a dude with money don't care if you come into the table with six figures. I think that dynamic might be changing a little bit, though, now, because a lot of these girls out here are getting it. Shout out to all these black women out here that's making this money.
Okay.
But some dudes aren't, like, they ain't, like, you know, like, okay, that's great. What can you do? You know what I'm saying? What else can you do? Like, you know, what can you do to make my life easier in other ways? Not necessarily finances, because I got that covered. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but six figures, though, like, is that really just, like, could that, I mean, I guess it can. But if you like a person that want to get seven figures, you know what I'm saying, and you end up being with, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think definitely when you're at a certain point, money should not matter, right? Like, if you multi-$1 million, right? At that point, you know, who you with shouldn't matter. But I'm thinking like six figures, now, I don't know. Like, if you ain't got a job versus if you with somebody that making 50K, right? And that could, like, if I always have to pay for everything, like, you become a, and you can't claim it on the taxes until you get married.
Yeah, but I mean, but if you making, I mean, well, six figures, well, first of all, six figures, depending on where you live.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. It's not that much money, so, if the other person not contributing.
Right. So, like, so I would say, so we talking seven figures or eight figures and stuff like that, then
that's a whole different story. Why would you care?
Yeah, they don't be caring. But, because I mean, the stuff niggas is breaking up with people for nowadays, like I told you, that one dude, he left his wife because she wasn't vegan. I mean, he's a multimillionaire. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, shit. What I eat, is I'm going to get broke up with because I don't eat a certain kind of way. Damn. Okay. But
I have my vegan egg for y'all. So where he at?
Oh, okay.
I'm vegan.
I'm like, well, shit, I don't eat meat. I mean, I still eat dairy. But that, he probably like, nah, I can't do that either. Oh. Anyway, so I don't know. I agree with you when you say it could, like, but I think it depends on a guy, because some men like to, they like
even
to
if they
that.
Got, a man could be making $25,000 and take care of their family.
Yeah, they,
you know
and
what
they,
I'm
they
saying?
Pride themselves on that.
Yeah, so, yeah, it definitely depends on the man. I'm not saying that would, you heard what I said. I would love, and I would be with somebody that I take care of. I think now, who I am today, if I can take care of myself and me take care of myself can take care of my partner in that and we can live off of me and that's our dynamic, I think I'll be fine with that. I mean, now, right? I'm not going to say that I was always as I got older, but for sure, always and forever, if you got that coin and you want me to sit at home and be taken care of, that ain't nothing. I ain't no pride over here, baby. I would sit there and I'll be like one of them other. I'll be like Toya from Married to Medicine or somebody, you know, what's the one from Potomac, the old lady?
Karen.
You know, yeah. I come out with some perfumes and, you know, I build my social media empire. Like, trust me, I know how to be a kept man, okay? So... But I know that doesn't. Some people just can't do that, and I feel I'm all intelligent and know I can make my own money. But if I ain't got to make money, like if I, you know, if it come my way as a kept man, that is an option for me. But I know some people like
yeah,
I can't live out nobody.
I would probably be the because I mean, when it comes to certain things, because I Sex and the City, I'll never forget. I think it was the second movie, and Samantha and Smith, was it the second?
Oh, yeah.
No, it might have been the first one, because I don't think they broke up. I think they was broke up in the second movie. I think the first one, they weren't. I forget which, I think it was the first one. Anyway, Samantha in that ring, and she had went and got to go get that ring. Yeah, it was the first one, because Carrie wasn't married yet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she went and got that ring, and Smith ended up buying it for her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, I kind of wanted to buy that for myself. She was like, you know, I'm at a certain space in my life where, you know, I've done things, and it made me feel good to be able to know I can go and buy something like that. I 1,000% felt her, because I think there are certain things in my life that it would mean a lot to me for me to just be able to do on my own. Like, I worked, the struggles I went through and everything I went through, and for me to be able to do this on my own, it would mean a lot. Not saying a guy can't do anything for me. So I guess, I wouldn't mind being able to do certain stuff for myself too. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess it's a pride thing, but I think when you do work hard, sometimes you do want to be able to just do certain stuff for yourself. Like, I did this on my own just because, I don't know. I can't really describe it, but I think I would be semi like that. But that doesn't mean that I wouldn't want a man to do something.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying he can't do nothing. It might be certain stuff that I want to do my own. Like, I've been thinking about, like, I don't know. I'm thinking about my house lately because I forgot what I was watching. I was watching something about, houses or something like that. And I was thinking about, I think it was about somebody saying in their house that they, you know, they don't have to be around their man all the time, and their man can be in the house and they know they're there, but they ain't got to be around them. I'm about to laugh because I had that conversation with somebody else too. But this was actually something I saw on YouTube. But anyway. And I was thinking, I was like, my man, he needs to have his wing on the left side, and I need to have my wing on the right side. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to have my two-story closet with the office and the ensuite bathroom. You know what I'm saying? And he can have whatever the fuck on the left side. I don't give a fuck of his own. I just need what I need. And I was just, but to get that, though, would I want to cover all that myself, or would I want to be like,
right, like bring your money to the table.
Bring your money to the table before we get this house built.
Okay.
Like, I got this half.
I paid for all of this on my own, nigga. Okay, it's your nigga, half, too.
Where your half at?
Right.
Now, I can cover my wing. Nigga, can you cover your...
Well, that'll be hot, though, bitch. The Edmondson wing and whoever your nigga, the Riley wing.
Right. He does, yeah, we all the other spaces are community, you know what I'm saying? But that right wing, whatever the fuck I do in my two-story closet, I'm over there having my, you know, time of my life by myself, that's fine. And whatever the fuck he doing in his man cave, I don't give a fuck. When I go over there, I'm a visitor. I go here. I do whatever he want me to do. I do whatever position he want me to do in his little man cave, and then I leave, you know, when it's time for me to go. You know, that's his little spot. And then same for my two-story closet. But anyway, I'm just, but to make something like that, I don't know if I would, like, want to cover all that by myself.
By yourself, yeah. I agree with that. So, yeah, I mean, I just think, like, when it comes to finances, relationships, communication is key.
Yeah.
And being real about it. It's 2020, like, 2021, I keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said you're going to call it something else, 21?
Oh, the 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah, the 2-1, yeah. It's the 2-1. And so, y'all need to, women and men, y'all need to watch out for these stunners. Because that people be so fraudulent.
Yeah, they do.
Like, you cannot look at all what you see on social media. These people
please.
Be getting arrested, in jail, doing all types of stuff. Don't be letting, you know, people who got money, you they ain't got to let you know they got money.
They sure don't.
You know, and I do stand by that, you know, whatever. Like, but going back to you, space, and I'm wrapping up. it's important. You know, invest in space.
Yeah, space and investments. Yeah.
You have to invest in space in a relationship. I got to. Yes! Excuse me. I've been sneezing all day. I told you, you're going to have to spray. invest in space. Because I know one thing, like I always say, I cannot do a shared bathroom. I'm not here for it. I'm not living in. I can't even do a one bathroom in an apartment. That's not an option for me and a partner. It's not an option.
I don't blame you on
like,
that.
We can't be together. Like, I already know it's going to be issues. I'm too grown to... I know for a fact that I can't, you know, operate in one bathroom for too long, right? Like that kid, that has to be a temporary situation.
What if it was really big, though?
No, because I like my privacy. I like to get dressed. Like, I'm real weird about bathroom time.
You are.
And so, I don't care how big it is. Unless it's a partition where I can, you know, blast my music You know, I just like, it's just something about the movement of a bathroom, right? From the tub to the shower to the toilet to the sink to under the sink to the cap. Like, you know, I just do a lot in the bathroom. I can hang out in the bathroom. And be all in my own little world. And I just like that, especially getting dressed. I want to change like 10 times before you can see what I got on. Like, don't be looking at what I got
on. That's why, I'm here for that. Like,
and I know you're supposed to be in a closet. You shouldn't change your bathroom, but.
Well, that's your thing, though. That's fine. Yeah. I'm with you on that because I think about that when I be thinking about my dream house. I'm talking about the left and the right wing, and I'm like, you know, the master closet don't really mean shit to me. That's gonna be his. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this your closet. Mine's gonna be built on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I'm getting ready, I'm doing my whole, like, I'm like you. I'm gonna be on the whole other side doing my own thing. I'm gonna have one of those three, like, section mirrors, like you go to the dressing room at a thing. And I'm just gonna be in there, like, my sissy little Kim, and no matter what people say, and it's gonna be in the mirror, just doing all kinds of stuff, having fun. And, you know, when we come together and we see what we got, I think that'd be kind of fun, though.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Like, you know, we come together, like, oh, you wearing that? Mm-hmm. You ain't know when I was picking it out and all that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah.
No, and I don't know what cologne he picking out. I don't know none of that stuff. I just think, like, oh, shit, damn. It's like, you know, I think that'd be fun. You can meet in the middle. I don't know. I think that's fun, but.
Yeah, invest in space. If you can. Yeah. Like, if y'all got to be in one bedroom, one bath, that's too much.
I was in a less than 600 square foot apartment with somebody, and Lordy, have mercy. No, do not do that. If you can get into something that you can get more space, you get some
that
space.
That probably was small. Very I know small. How y'all did that. I do not know how y'all did that.
I don't
that.
Know how I did it either. And that was the smallest one we had ever did.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Get space. Make sure that's what. But, That's why it's important to be able to invest in space.
Yeah, invest in space. But you know, you can reach me at Mr. Telltales on IG and Facebook, MrTelltales.com.
Oh, okay. You can find me on essenceofstyle.com, and I hang out on Instagram. And if y'all listening, y'all be sending me messages. I do sometimes send messages on Facebook Messenger, but Instagram Messenger, that's what would be better, because that's where I'm always at. I'm always on Instagram. You can always find me on Instagram. Like they always say, you can always find me at Macy's. You can always find me on Instagram. But anyway, holla.
Holla.
When I link with Ruler Y, they can never stop me. New sounds on the way, and they could never copy. We'll drop the soul right in front of you like a damn hibachi. Who was never with the simpin' pippin' or the damn Versace? We making soul music, recording off my Samsung. Killing beats, I'm touching these souls like I'm Shang Tsung. Three different projects in a year, but now I'm finally done.